Beto O'Rourke, Ban AR-15 Sales in America. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 17, 2019. During the weekend interview, presidential hopeful Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke said AR-15 sales should be banned in America. This is a continuation of the anti-Second Amendment campaign O'Rourke conducted in his failed 2018 Senate bid. For example, in February 2018 interview with CBS News, O'Rourke supported banning bump stocks and made clear his belief that AR-15s ought not be sold in America. He said, "I think banning bump stocks makes a lot of sense. I don't know that we should raise the age for buying an AR-15, just don't think we should be selling AR-15s in this country." And on October 18, 2018, O'Rourke noted Texas' proud gun heritage, then explained his desire for Texas to lead the way on gun control by adopting the gun laws being pushed for everyone else. He is now making gun control a central component of his push for the Democrat presidential nomination. In an interview published by The Hill, O'Rourke said current AR-15 owners ought to be able to keep their firearms, but further sales of the rifles in America ought to be prohibited. In the building up to his call for a ban, O'Rourke described the AR-15 as a super powerful weapon designed for the express purpose of killing people as effectively as possible, in as great a number as possible. Ironically, Breitbart News took out an AR-15 and a lever-action rifle to compare the power of the two weapons. "We shot one concrete block four times with an AR-15, and it remains largely intact. We shot an identical block with a lever action and it crumbled in pieces." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.